The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
On our guest line this morning, Congressman William Timmons for our Tuesday with Timmons. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Joey. Great to be with you. I got to tell you, I love Deb, but it is great to have you back.
Well, thank you, sir. It's good to be back. I missed talking with you over these past few weeks. And boy, do we have a lot to talk about today. Let's just start with Afghanistan. Of course, today was the deadline. We learned last night that our last plane left. Let's talk for a minute about the fact that the Biden administration admitted that there are more Americans who were left behind who wanted to get out but were not able to make it to the airport. What's the next step for them? How do we get them out of the country?
Well, first, we got to pray that the Taliban do not do anything to the allies we left behind, the American citizens we left behind. And I don't know if you saw the initial reports on social media, but it seems that they have already started to, the worst thing I saw was somebody using a Blackhawk to hang somebody.
Yes.
This is only the beginning, and it is a sad day for our country that we have created this. We created this, and it is just absolutely awful, and it's a disgrace, and it's a stain on the legacy of this country, and the Biden administration is responsible. So I've gotten probably 50 requests from either Americans or allies in Afghanistan. We got a good majority of them out. We did not get all of them out, and we're in constant contact with these people. I've heard stories from some of my colleagues from all over the country that, Congress really helped get people out. Congress was the avenue that people went to when they called the State Department and they couldn't get anything from the State Department. They reached out to their members of Congress, and a lot of these people have just incredible stories where they were able to get out their constituents or people that their constituents knew out of Afghanistan. The Biden administration was not responsible for the majority of people that were evacuated, and it's just the whole thing is awful, and it makes me sick.
Yep. Of course, there are a lot of reports of all of the equipment, the vehicles, the tanks, the airplanes, the guns that we left behind, numbers 80 billion, 83 billion. I'm assuming that somebody has to know what we did leave behind. But, it's just turned over to the Taliban, right? They can use it for whatever they want to now.
I can tell you exactly what they're going to use it for. They're going to use it to oppress their people, to probably commit genocide, to definitely violate human rights, to definitely repress women, to rule their country with an iron fist and not respect any modicum of decency. And we did that. And I can't help but wonder if this will be the end of the gun control debate now that we've armed terrorists with, tens of thousands of ARs. Probably not, but I look forward to having that conversation.
Yeah. Now, some of your colleagues on both sides of the aisle are calling for some type of action against Joe Biden. What's next with that aspect? How do we hold him accountable?
There's an election in November of next year, and we have to retake the House and Senate. We can call for his resignation, try to impeach him, call to invoke the 25th Amendment, whatever you want to do. But the Democrats control the House, the Senate, and the White House, and none of that is going to happen. Yeah. The only thing that the American people can do that are upset, that are as upset about this as I am, is show up and send a message in November of next year and then replace this man in the White House in 3 years, because he is clearly unfit to serve. His actions show it. I can't handle the number of times he says, oh, I'm not allowed to take questions. I was told I can't take questions.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just kind of like, are you the president? Who's telling you what to do? The commander-in-chief is not told what to do.
Yep. And it makes me wonder, well, who told you that? You know, who told you to call on NBC first? Or who told you not to take questions? And it was interesting yesterday. You know, he says, well, I was told not to take questions, but we'll try one. Well, of course, she wanted to not talk about Hurricane Ida. She wanted to talk about Afghanistan. Oh, no, I'm not going to answer that one. I'm not going to talk about Afghanistan. It's amazing to watch the man. And yesterday, I watched the FEMA news conference that he had, and he was just fumbling through his notes. It's scary to watch him. All right, let's move on to another topic here. Last week, the Supreme Court ruled against Biden's eviction moratorium. Yesterday, at a meeting in Columbia, his HUD secretary, Marsha Fudge, said that this was a blow to renters in South Carolina, yet acknowledged that there's a lot of money out there set aside to help pay the rent. They just can't get it out. What's the solution to this, Congressman? I mean, I get that we don't want people out on the street, but I also get that there are a lot of investors out there, and these aren't big, huge companies. These are mom and pops who own one or two or three rental properties who have gone, in some cases, a year now without rental income. There's billions of dollars set aside for this. Our government's not capable of getting it out to them.
I think we got to go back to what happened a few weeks ago when the Biden administration, his counsel, Jen Psaki, all said that the president did not have the authority to extend the eviction moratorium through executive order. And he said that like six times. And then Congress got upset. The speaker tried to pass a bill that would create a law to extend the eviction moratorium. Didn't have the votes. They were short by 20 or 30 votes, just Democrats alone. Then four freshman sophomore Democrats slept on the steps of the Capitol. They threw a temper tantrum.
Yeah.
And the president changed course and said, all right, I'll do it. So this is the world we're living in, where crazy lawmakers, how they got elected, I do not know, throw temper tantrums, and they get results. They force action. And in the same world that the Taliban are dictating the U.S.'s foreign policy, this is what happens when you put someone that is incompetent in the White House.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's just never made any sense to me that the, you know, how much has been approved? $6 trillion plus now already, and they're talking about spending more and more. It's never made sense to me when it comes to the eviction moratorium that if the money is there, all these landlords want is to be paid the rent. That's fair enough because they've continued to have to pay property taxes. They have to pay expenses, upkeep, insurance. All they want is the rent. So why can't the government figure out a way? I mean, like South Carolina Housing, they have millions of dollars down there, and they've distributed very little of it. Pay the landlords, and then there won't be any evictions. This won't be an issue.
So the way the bill's written, the landlord cannot unilaterally request it. The landlord has no ability to evict the tenant, and the tenant is the only one that can request the rental assistance. So most of these tenants are just not paying rent, and they're not requesting the money, and that's how that's playing out.
Yep.
So it's bad policy, but when you do things hurriedly and without a footing in understanding how the world works,
yeah,
because most of these people have only worked for the government for their entire lives. They don't understand. You have to pay property taxes and your water bill and your power bill, even if your tenant doesn't pay rent. They don't know about that.
Yeah. It's a crazy, crazy world. Congressman William Timmons, so good to be back with you. We'll do it again next Tuesday. Be safe out there.
Welcome back. Look forward to it. Talk to you soon.
Thank you, sir.
three-star general, Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.